Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz joins us for part two of an interview we started yesterday, dealing with the flu and key information coming up in a moment. In the third hour, I'm going to spend some time on the open announcements of world government and global taxation. I'm also going to get into the family courts and how they're saying if your children are overweight, they're going to start taking them, even a little bit overweight. And all over the nation, I see these reports every week or so. Now, not only have you show your 18-month-old sitting on the toilet being potty trained or getting out of the bathtub, not even showing their private parts, photos that 99% of Americans have of their children. Now if you show your girls or boys with a towel around them and show their chest, your children are taken, the police raid your house. This is an 8-minute clip. We've got links to it up on Infowars.com, but I'm going to play part of this going out of break because you need to know, even though this ABC News report sounds somewhat fair, they still act like, well, maybe it's needed, and like, well, the family didn't know. They took the photos to Walmart, and now ABC News has shown the photos. It's little 2-year-old, 18-month-old, you know, younger girls with a towel wrapped around their shoulders, but you can see, you know, one of the little girls' breasts. Oh, this is over. It's evil. Now you go to the beach and you see toddlers running around in diapers, but see, they like to hunt you down and get you at your house when you're all alone. But they are going to start coming to the beaches. In fact, they're already starting that. They're going to hunt everybody down. They want you in their system. Here's part of that clip coming up.
A couple now suing Walmart after they lost custody of their 3 little girls when a Walmart employee turned in their family photos of bath time, calling them obscene. We're going to talk to the couple live in just a moment, but first, their story. Anthony and Lisa Damari went to this Walmart in Peoria, Arizona to get their family vacation photos developed. But an employee there quickly raised a red flag. Mixed in with the 144 snapshots were 8 pictures of their 3 little girls playing during bath time. The girls, then 18 months, 4 and 5 years old, were partially nude. The Walmart employee called police, who decided some of the photos could be child pornography. Despite pleas by the Damaris that the photos were innocent shots of the kids goofing around at bath time, Child Protective Services removed the 3 girls from their home. But a medical examiner found no signs of abuse, and a judge ruled the photos were harmless.
The authorities need to prove intent on the part of the parents, some sort of sexual intent. And once a judge reviewed the situation, I think everybody agreed that there was no such sexual intent.
After a month, the girls were returned, but the damages were done. Lisa was suspended from her job at a school for a year, and the couple says they were put on a list of sex offenders. Now Anthony and Lisa are fighting back with a lawsuit against Walmart and the city of Peoria. And joining us now from there in an exclusive interview, Anthony and Lisa Damari is actually how they say their last name, and also their attorney, Dick Treon. Thank you all three for joining us this morning. And Lisa, let me begin with you. This happened a year ago. The photos were taken in August of 2008. For a time, you didn't have your 3 little girls with you. You do have them again. How are they doing, Lisa?
They're doing really well, I think, considering what's happened. But sometimes we don't know the effects that children experience and are undergoing when they've been through something like this. Occasionally, my oldest has a lot of anxiety about going over to other people's homes, her family members who she's very close with. And they talk about it sometimes. They refer to it as the stranger's house.
I know it's been a difficult year for everyone concerned. And AJ, take us back, if you will. You take their digital photos. You take the memory stick into Walmart. Tell us what was on that memory stick. There are over 100 photos.
There was, like you said, 144 photos. The majority of them were from a vacation that we had taken with a bunch of our friends in San Diego. The photos that were in question, I believe of the 13, only 2 of them were from that vacation.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ballgame. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Is with us for the rest of the hour with investigative journalist Sherry Kane, who helped him write up his lengthy affidavit he's given to the FBI implicating who he believes the evidence shows is behind the purposeful release of this genetically modified and laboratory-produced H1N1. And we're going to talk about a host of issues with both of these researchers, Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane, here in this hour today. I want to get into what's in the vaccine, what the adjuvants do. I talked to Dr. Stan Monteith, who's coming up on the show later this week, medical doctor, and he said it's really bad stuff that's in there, but also that the CDC has issued a report saying that they believe it's going to peak sometime in the next few weeks as the flu vaccine begins, and it's not even killing a lot of people. It's not a big deal. So if it's engineered, why would they engineer something that isn't that deadly? But then the other issue is we know the adjuvants with the anthrax shots with the troops is what was killing them and maiming them. So we'll talk about that with Sherry Kane, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, right now today. Great to have you both here with us.
Thanks, Alex. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you, Alex.
How much can you tell us? Tomorrow you're going to be putting out a release on several fronts. How much foreshadowing or sneak peek at that can you give us?
Well, I think that the facts of the adjuvants, the ingredients in the vaccinations, hideously implicate the Baxter Corporation and the links between the Baxter Corporation, Safeway, the entire national health care reform agenda. You're not going to believe. I mean, it's incredible that America's health care reform agenda is actually being set and forwarded by people with intimate links to the swine flu vaccine. This is one of the reasons why you go into Safeway food stores today, and they're giving you a 10% discount if you take the shot right then and there in the store. And when you look at who's in charge, we're going to be naming the names. We're going to be showing you the connections between the flu scam and the healthcare reform issues. And please look forward to it. It's going to be a stunning revelation. We're going to ask for a boycott of all Vons as well as Safeway food stores.
Well, here in Texas, and I know it's nationwide, the biggest chain, Walgreens aggressively pushes it when you come in the door. They're like, take a shot. You need it. It's for your children. And they've got bureaucrats and doctors everywhere going to schools, confirmed in the news, saying you got to take it. You got to give it to your kids if you love your kids. CPS is saying it may be abusive if you don't. We've confirmed. We got the letters from nurses, medical workers, people working in daycares and public schools. And these are up on Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com confirming that Obama's a liar, saying you won't have to take the shot. Through color of law, they are pushing this aggressively everywhere. Sherry Kane and Dr. Leonard Horowitz, what can you tell us about that?
I can tell you that my latest press release is going to be titled Safeway's Killer Flu Shot Marketing Campaign. What doesn't kill you makes you sicker. Steve Bird, who's the chairman, and he's also the president and CEO of Safeway and the founder of the Coalition to Advance Healthcare Reform. The organization is called CAHR. Apparently, they're working overtime to promote this vaccination campaign, and they are catering to uninsured, low-income public and blue-collar workers. For just under $30, you can walk into Safeway Vons and get vaccinated. They get you in the front door. Somebody hands you a flyer with a big smile, tells you that they get the flu shot in their in-house pharmacy. On your way out the door, if you don't go for the flu shot, they get you while you're swiping your credit card, which is going to be a photo I took of it in my latest press release. And it's going to show you where they're offering you 10% off your grocery purchases if you get that flu vaccination right now.
I mean, folks, come on. A 10% off the average grocery bill of $150. We're talking about $12, $13.
Exactly.
They are really pushing this. With a government with a history of genetic engineering, of eugenics, of poisoning vaccines, of radiating foster children, of black men and giving them syphilis, Tuskegee, I mean, how would anyone trust these people?
Well, that's the greatest point. I think you really have to look at how persuasive the mainstream media is and how malfeasant the officials are to actually say that these vaccines are safe and effective when actually the science disproves all of that.
And one of the big questions actually is who's actually giving out these vaccines in the safe way? According to the Infectious Disease Society of America, which is not on our team, they claim that these are travel medicine providers that have no experience, they're unqualified, untrained, they don't know anything about the side effects. If somebody is already not feeling well and they give them these vaccinations, they can be deadly. So, firstly,
that's right. In fact, a medical doctor or a nurse will ask you if you've already been sick, if you've already had the flu, if you've got pre-existing conditions, do you have allergic responses to vaccines? And I was talking to one of my employees. His mother's not in the medical field. She was offered $45 an hour to go to events and give people shots. They're not trained in the multi-use vials to use the needles properly. I mean, this is hellish.
Hellish. It could be contamination, lots of contamination involved. And I would recommend that no one rolls up their sleeve for any vaccination. One of the main ingredients is the MF59, and you spoke about that, which has the submicron oil and water emulsion of squalene, which is an additive, and it's unlicensed in the U.S.
You know, the other thing that the additive that is implicated is IL-2, interleukin-2. There's also non-oxyl-9. What we're going to be coming out with tomorrow are the links between the fact that Baxter's vaccinations are being produced not in the chicken embryo, but actually in the Vero green monkey kidney tissue cell cultures, simian virus 40 contaminants.
And that's not your opinion. Bild, the biggest newspaper in Germany, reported that 3 weeks ago. I know you have new info. Give us that new info now. But they have top virologists in the paper over saying, look, this is being grown in monkeys with cancer viruses that will kill humans, period.
Right. And then now you understand why they're putting non-oxal 9 into the adjuvant solution, because it's a virucide. It basically is associated with killing HIV, which is linked to SV40 in the scientific literature.
But the medical doctors I've talked to who confirm this is right, they're saying that with the virus RNA, that it doesn't even kill them, that it just still combines.
That's exactly right. Well, that's why it's such a risk. What they're producing is another potential deadly AIDS, HIV, because they're injecting live reverse-engineered viruses in the flu vaccines with all these recombinants in it, and basically it's literally a witch's brew.
I'm going to stop you, then I'm going to sit back, and I want you to have the floor, Dr. Horwitz, until we go to break, and we'll come back to Sherry. But I don't want to just glaze over this massive announcement. It is confirmed that they're growing it in the monkey kidneys. It's confirmed those monkeys carry virulent virus that they admit has killed tens of millions worldwide. Government admits that, the SV40, simian cancer virus, and that it's in there. And this is massive news. It's in the German and British news. You'll never hear it here. Explain to people what SV40 does. Go ahead.
Simian virus 40 is the 40th monkey virus ever discovered. It was actually stolen by Dr. Maurice Hilleman. On YouTube, you can actually view the segment I put up several months ago where Hilleman, Merck Sharp and Dohme's, Merck Pharmaceutical Company's chief vaccine developer, admits bringing the AIDS virus into North America in these monkeys that are currently being used by Baxter to produce the flu vaccine.
And he laughs. It's very funny.
Yeah, it's sick. It's actually on YouTube. It's check out Merck chief, vaccine chief, brings AIDS to the world. And so what you're looking at is SV40, and I have a publication in Journal Medical Hypotheses that goes into detail about how the hepatitis B vaccines, as well as the polio vaccines, were contaminated, and that this is what, according to all the scientific evidence, brought HIV/AIDS to the world. Now, what they're currently doing, another breaking news, is that number one man in the United States on HIV/AIDS, he's the AIDS czar for America. His name is Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's the co-patent holder on interleukin-2, which is another adjuvant additive in this vaccine. So what you're looking at is interleukin-2 and its relationship to boosting and actually manipulating the human immune system, combining that with the non-oxal 9. In essence, this adjuvant is preparing the population to be infected with HIV-like viruses.
So it's a soft kill preparation.
It's actually another mutation of HIV for immune suppression and human population reduction.
Well, I mean, I'm no doctor, Dr. Horowitz, but the interleukin you mentioned, I've read about that as one of the dangerous HIV drugs they were forcing on New York foster children and killing them with it.
That's exactly right. And the most recent studies are that they're not helpful. They've tested them in thousands of HIV/AIDS patients over long periods of time. It was developed initially to say, well, we're going to increase CD4 helper cell levels. But in essence, what it does is it falsely prompts the immune response that then the cells are so sick they don't really respond to HIV. They're overwhelmed, and the patients die just like every other non-treated patient.
So basically, and I've read the studies about cancer being associated with an overly active immune system, it finally just burns out, gives up. My God, this is so diabolical. And it goes back to New York City with the big Rockefeller Foundation that discovered the cancer viruses and pushed it, that controls the big medical trust that you and your affidavit are saying is running this whole operation. Stay there. Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane, stay with us.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 22nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 1,016.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1,044.58, 522.29 for a half ounce, or 261.15 for the quarter ounce. That's 1,044.58, 522.29, and 261.15.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources with an exciting announcement. Friday, September 25th at 7 p.m., two of the most influential representatives in Congress, Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann, are putting on the Student Town Hall meeting, free to the public, at Northrop Auditorium University campus. The topics of this rare event will be monetary reform, limited government, and free market economy. Don't miss this powerful gathering. Again, dates for this event is Friday, September 25th at 7 p.m., Northrop U of M campus, or go to www.MidasResources.com for more information.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Grafunder Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Grafunder Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Grafunder Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-1801. Grafunder safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
The five companies putting out the H1N1 flu vaccine. No, the Army admits that the adjuvants that were very similar to this put in the anthrax shot for the troops killed a bunch of people and maimed thousands. That's on record. Dr. Horowitz, am I right in saying, and also Sherry Kane, from your research, that they are fully conscious of what they're doing, A, and B, then, what is the master plan? What is the point of all of this?
Well, the actual adjuvants and the squalene that are included, there's no doubt that the scientific literature slam dunks the contraindications of these. You really, again, have the scientific agenda that says that this is more toxic than helpful. And, you know, it's kind of like the same scam of how the concentration camp victims were lulled into believing. actually going to go in to take a shower for public health and disinfection. Here we're allegedly adding squalene adjuvant to reduce risk of vaccinations and increase efficacy of vaccinations, and that it's, the science is actually the opposite. And I think what the agenda is, again, my concern about this is, and then again, there's a good researcher out there, Bill Alec, who likewise confirmed yesterday, after our show, Alex, that the most likely scenario is, because there's such incredible amount of investment in this scam, that the authorities are likely to release something or do something that is going to compel the expenditures and the use of the stockpile vaccinations, so that even that they would save face. I mean, you just mentioned a couple minutes ago that there's really nothing happening. And you know, they've hyped us all up, and they've spent these billions and billions of dollars to prepare us. And what's the likelihood? Is this just going to just go away? I don't think so. It's not likely. The more likely scenario is, I mean, I pray it will go away. I pray that nothing will happen, and I pray that the government would simply cease and desist based on the several litigations that have been filed even in the United States now.
Well, Dr. Horowitz, look at the political landscape. Even Dick Armey has said he thinks Obama's using this hype to pass his eugenics health care. They need their new Bank of the World. Everything legislatively is coming up in the fall and winter. This is a perfect cover, and we know they're suddenly putting troops on the streets everywhere. The news reports are coming in. The amateur videos are coming in of Marines and Army searching people randomly. They're now medicalizing the police under federal grants to take citizens' blood. I mean, they're definitely built up to show that this isn't just some tabletop drill.
Right, and, you know, you look at the Wizard of Oz. Who's pulling the strings? And, you know, Sherry Kane can comment in detail on this Mr. Bird, who's in charge of the organization that's advancing health care reform in the United States, and his links to the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, SmithKline, Beecham, all the drug and industrial.
Sherry, tell us about that.
Basically, Steve Bird, he's in bed with all of these other pharmaceutical companies, and they are all on the same campaign together to get their message out. I mean, you know, I want to go back to what Dr. Horowitz said about you know, World War II. I mean, one of Hitler's most famous quotes was, make the lie big, keep saying it, and eventually they will believe it. So, I mean, this is part of what they're trying to do. They're brainwashing people into believing that there's this mass epidemic going on, when there actually isn't any epidemic going on. It's being created by these people, and they're all pulling the strings. I actually am doing research, and so is Dr. Horowitz, on Rupert Murdoch, who is the on the board. He's one of the top heads of the Partnership for New York City. And if you check out Partnership for New York City, you can link all the people on there. It's like a who's who. You'll see that there's people like the Thomas Glocer, who is the CEO, the director of Reuters. I mean, we know Reuters, right? The wire service. This guy is also the director of Merck Pharmaceutical. I mean, the same person that's out there controlling what we say is the same person that is manufacturing these viruses and these vaccinations.
And by the way, Sherry, did you see the Reuters article on September 16th, flu experts gear up for pandemic vaccine worry? And they say, look, millions are going to die. They're going to think it was from the vaccine, but it's not. It's a mass diagnosis that, well, let me read it. 1 million heart attacks, 700,000 strokes, and 900,000 miscarriages. U.S. public health officials want Americans to know these will happen every year, with or without the swine flu vaccine campaign. Yet this year, they know a significant number will be blamed on the H1N1 vaccine, which will roll out within weeks, and they are struggling to be ready. So when we come back in the long segment coming up, I want you both to comment on this, because they're saying, look, a lot of people will take the shot, a lot of people will die, but it's not the
We're
shot.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Leonard Horowitz and investigative journalist Sherry Kane join us right now. You can go to fluscam.com to see the affidavit and see all the other research that Dr. Horowitz has. We're going to go back to them in just one moment. I did want to tell all the TV viewers that I consulted on this film. I am one of the main featured people in the film. So my detailed research on the FEMA camps, where they are, how they're run, how they're rolling out the military, NORTHCOM, how they use sports stadiums under Operation Top Off and their tabletop exercises in NLE 09. This is really a film I'm proud that I'm in, and I'm really proud of the job they did. For anybody that wants to know the truth about concentration camps in America and how they want to use pandemics and other excuses to roll it out and condition everybody to accept it, Camp FEMA, American Lockdown, is the film, ladies and gentlemen. It's available at Infowars.com. You can also get some of my other films at half price when you get them with Camp FEMA. And it is just an amazing documentary. I hope everyone will visit Infowars.com and order the DVD. We've been shipping it out since last week. In fact, we even got it first. We're shipping it before anybody. And these are sold out in many other places. We happen to have them. So, again, Camp FEMA American Lockdown that I consulted on and I feature massively in. Just an amazing job by William Lewis and Gary Franchi. And will we end up in these camps? See what the experts have to say. Camp FEMA boast an all-star lineup of guests who have dedicated their lives, sacred honor, and fortunes to upholding the U.S. Constitution. The evidence is strong and their warnings are clear. Camp FEMA, available at InfoWars.com on the online video bookstore. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can, again, also write to us. It's 1995, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, that's InfoWars.com, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Camp FEMA, Endgame, Terror Storm, the Obama Deception, books, videos, all the best stuff I've seen out there. Not just my films are there. We also are now carrying Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's book, Foul, revised and updated, Bird Flu. It's not just what you think. Goes along the same line as the swine flu, understanding the police state, what the vaccines really do. That's available at InfoWars.com as well. And she's joining us, by the way, on Thursday. Dr. Ron Paul is also on. I want to get back with Ms. Kane and Dr. Horowitz here in just a moment. But first, Dr. Horowitz, you have tetrahedron.org. You have other sites, and you have researched this, and you have also a lot of fact sheets and other things about how to get your immune system up, how to protect your body. Tell us the best site to learn about your books, your films, your materials.
Well, the best preventative that I recommend is oxysilver.com, and the best place to order it is online at 888-508-4787. I'm sorry, for people who are not on the internet, they can call toll free 888-508-4787. I don't worry personally. My family doesn't worry about the flu because we are covered by OxySilver. I urge people to learn about it because it's not just even a top rated silver hydrosol. It goes way beyond. It takes people into, and actually is the first nutraceutical that actually brings you into the understanding of bioenergetics for protection, which is where we really should be going.
And I'm going to have you back up in the next week specifically on that, so people can go to fluscam.com and find that?
Yeah, fluscam.com has links to OxySilver. Also, the affidavit, like you mentioned, is on there. There's a tremendous amount of information. There's counterintelligence propaganda flying everywhere. The National Vaccine Information Center.
Yeah, let's stop right there. That's a good next question. You're believing they're going to release something. Finish up with that, and then let's get into their counterpropaganda, their lies. I see them on the news saying there's no mercury in it, even when they admit down in the article that there is thimerosal. I see them saying there's not an adjuvant in there. I see them just engage in unbelievable propaganda.
Okay, now, you mentioned earlier on, and I applaud you and Charlie Sheen for putting this into the release that you guys did on 9/11. You know, remember they said they already reported Building 7 was pulled before it was pulled?
Yes.
Now, this is the same kind of thing. They're reporting that this is going to be a horrific thing before it's a horrific thing. And they're actually, if you look at Ms. Kane's research and my research into the Partnership for New York City, and you have the Rockefeller link to the royalty of Europe. Literally, this organization was chartered by the royal family of England. When you understand the Rockefellers are behind everything from New York City Blood Council that put together the New York City Blood Bank that, like Baxter, spread contaminated HIV in the blood supplies. Baxter, of course, put it out in the clotting, in Bayer Corporation put it out in clotting factor VIII. And Baxter put it out in the heparin. HIV, we're talking AIDS. We're talking
again, these are on-record mass killers. They were convicted of that in French courts and didn't even get in trouble worldwide. And it came out in the court documents that Bayer especially knew for 10 years it was in the factor VIII and shipped it out to millions. I mean, they are, again, the history these people have of doing this over and over again, and then we're the weirdos for not trusting them.
Right. So this is why I'm very concerned. I mean, honestly, I think that these people's backs are up against the wall. We've been out there successfully now persuading the public to open their eyes. And so they're really now stuck between a rock and a hard place. They've got to, in essence, produce a pandemic. They've got to show us that they were right all along. And that's what I'm mostly frightened about.
Now, you spoke yesterday, and I want to get you to comment on this, and then Sherry, that, and this is in the UN press releases, we've covered it. It was in documents 3 months ago, and this 4 months ago, and this really got going in April. that they have these virus simulants, and they use other terms that are really viruses, that they say they released to prepare people's immunity? I mean, and then they just kind of announced this huge issue like it's no big deal.
Yeah, that was confirmed a couple weeks ago by the World Health Organization when the propaganda became thick and heavy because they realized that the physicians already, over 50% of the doctors are not going to take it, nor are they going to prescribe it for their patients. So when they needed to promote this flu vaccine, the World Health Organization issued a statement wherein they actually reinforced what I had already reported with you on this show, whereby we said that Dr. James Robertson, the World Health Organization director for influenza, who was in charge of selecting the viruses for the vaccination companies, and that this doctor and Dr. Woods, who he works with, came out and actually said that we're going to release in advance, we're going to seed the population with viruses to allegedly, they say, enhance our immunity against the pandemic that's forthcoming. So when that's what we reported with you, Alex, was that the Mexican flu outbreak was the most likely the seeding, and that this now transition as the virus is going from America to Asia and then to Europe, the Euro-Asia connection. Now you've got Baxter, the most untrustworthy company in the field of pharmaceuticals, is actually spreading avian flu, H5N1, in their H1N1 vaccinations to 18 European laboratories, and they say it's an accident. At the same time, you've got a train that somehow there's an accident in a laboratory. Vials blow up inside a box. I mean, it's ridiculous accidents that are happening to
on a train. And remember, this is Baxter with Bayer knowingly shipping out the AIDS product.
Right.
I mean, this is incredible.
It's unbelievable. And there's no mention of this on the mainstream. So we're really looking at absolutely with the new affidavit, you've got the definitive proof, you've got all the links that show you that the Rockefeller Trust from the Partnerships of New York City is intimately engaged in not only the deception through the mainstream media, but actually engaged in the vaccination, intoxication, and the dissemination of these hideously toxic vaccines.
Now, I want to go back to something, and I want to get your take on it, and then Sherry's take on this. We have confirmed, this is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we're getting more and more of these every hour coming in from Texas and New York and Illinois, healthcare workers, school teachers, people that run daycares, daycare workers, police. They're being called in and they're told, you got to take the regular flu shot, and many of them in the last 2 weeks have already been forced to do it through color of law. They're told it's a new regulation. The Fed said we have to. They don't show them any law. They say we're under level 6, and they say don't tell anyone we made you do this. I mean, how criminal is that? How obviously underhanded and stinking to high heaven is that? And we now have these documents. In fact, we'll go to InfoWars and punch it up on screen. It's got the document posted in the article, home healthcare workers in New York required to get vaccinated. That's on the main page of InfoWars. You click on it, and here's the letter where they're told, you take this or you're fired. So Obama's saying you don't have to take it, but quietly they're testing to see if they can force the medical workers and police to do it, because if they can force them, then they can try to force the general public.
Yeah, my greatest urging right now is for all the attorneys who have a heart for humanity to advance the temporary restraining orders based on the evidence that we have on the vaccine adjuvants. That alone, the toxicity and the science and the documentation, even congressional records, is enough to say, hey, courts and judges, please stop this right now. And I really am not seeing a lot of heroic attorneys come forward, and the ones that I believe are heroic, I just watch them stalling and stammering and debating whether or not they should do, X, Y, Z. You know, gee whiz, we're running out of time.
Well, even if you're for taking all these poisons from Baxter and Bayer, who knowingly ship out HIV filled factor 8 killing people en masse on record. I mean, we can pull up the MSNBC report. I mean, this is not us just saying this. I wouldn't dare come out and just say that about Bayer or Baxter if it wasn't in the news. I get emails saying I'm making it up. No, these companies admittedly do this, and then now we're going to trust their vaccine that the squalene alone, the Army admits they suspended the anthrax campaign because it was killing the troops.
Right, and it's more concentrated in this, according to the reports that I've been reading.
And, Alex, I also want to add that Baxter is in partnership with CSL, which is basically the Australian pharmaceutical company that is connected with Rupert Murdoch's research institute. That's Murdoch Children's Research Institute that is actually conducting swine flu trials on babies and children up to 8 years old.
And pregnant women.
And pregnant women. And it's actually being, there's a class action suit against Baxter and CSL right now. There's a hospital, a small hospital, that is suing them because they are restricting the blood supply that the hospital has. And so what that means is it's all connected dots. I mean,
well, these companies connect back to New York because I had the doctors involved who were in the prisons. I remember back in the late 80s, they banned prisoners giving blood. But in Arkansas, Clinton would ship it out to New York, then to Toronto, and then to these companies filled with HIV. People they knew had AIDS and hepatitis were allowed to give. They do this because they're eugenicists.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I want to reinforce the American Red Double Cross. The American Red Cross was created by the Rockefeller brothers. They first started the Blood Council of the City of New York that then gave rise to the American Red Cross. So what we're really witnessing when we give blood to these demons, we're really allowing them, they're using our blood to transmit disease so that their drug industrialists can make vast fortunes off of humanity's suffering.
This is just hard to deal with, knowing the facts and seeing how diabolical this is. Dr. Horowitz, from studying how they've done things in the past, you predicted the anthrax attack successfully with total precision and said it would be through the mail because you saw their studies on it. Looking at other studies they've done with dark winter and other flu pandemic scenarios for martial law lockdowns, how do you and your crystal ball see them releasing something? Where, what areas of the country, how would they do it? What should police that are waking up, that are compartmentalized, what should they be on the lookout for?
Well, I think Los Angeles is the highest likely place that a central intelligence agency, because Rockefeller controls CIA, and CIA is on top of all the infectious disease organizations. That's according to their own documentation. They see infectious disease as a national security risk. So CIA oversees NIAID, Dr. Fauci, he's a puppet of CIA. So we're looking at, if you read the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, like I said yesterday on the show, I came out with the title long before September 11th. And you think about Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, Toxic Warfare. Very few people were talking about that back then. And evergreen helicopters and the covert operations, the fronts for the CIA that are operating the aircraft, it could either be spraying, they could easily redo what they did in the New York subway systems and in the tunnels of Pennsylvania Turnpike. Years ago, CIA and United States Congress investigated CIA wrongdoing involved in spreading biological weapons over San Francisco. They could do the same
thing. New York subway, deaths resulted, details remain classified, 1968.
Right, exactly. So these are their capabilities. And again, I believe they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. And I believe that, you know, because we're all waking up, and I believe that just like you shared with the pre-announcement that Building 7 was already coming down in Europe, that's a Ken Thomas Glocer, runs Reuters, intimately connected to the drug industrial.
And it was Reuters. I want to just stop you. It was Reuters. At first, two BBC channels simultaneously reported the exact same text. Their news reporters reading off teleprompters said Solomon Brothers Building 7, 47-story building, has fallen completely from fires into its own footprint. And then the firefighters are all standing there, and then they hear the countdown. 25 minutes later, they're told, get back, we're bringing it down. This is on CNN video as they're running, and then it blows up. And Then BBC said, no, you don't have that video. No, we lost the video. No, it isn't real. Then they made a TV show on BBC last year admitting, okay, we just screwed up. And then the reporter admitted on the BBC News article they wrote, the editor of the BBC, BBC News admitted Reuters, quote, screwed up. And an hour before gave us an internal news brief that Building 7 had fallen with how it actually fell. Okay, that's like saying somebody's going to have a heart attack in an hour who's walking along healthy. Police are going to come back to you and say, did you poison them? How did you know that Bob, who was 45 and, you know, in perfect health, sitting at a park bench, was going to die in an hour?
They had a crystal ball, Alex.
They had a real crystal ball, and then it came out, Reuters. I don't know if you knew this, doctor, but you just brought it up. But we discovered Reuters was the one that sent that to BBC.
Yeah, and that, look at also, before anybody knew anything about this H1N1, Reuters reported that it was a combination of avian, swine, and Spanish flu viruses that now they agree, that the scientists agree. How did they know that early on, and how come they reported that? And then when you just consider
then it turns out they had patents years before. Stay there.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Moment. They'll be with us 30 minutes in the next hour. Then I'm going to cover the CPS coming out of people's kids for no reason. $15 million fines for garage sales if you have any, even 10-year-old, recalled product, having no idea what you're selling. That's all coming up. A bunch of global government economic news is coming up as well today. And we're going to open the phones up in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. If you're a nurse, if you're a doctor, if you're a police officer, if you're a medical worker, that's what the lines are for. Only for those calls or from people who've been ordered to take shots or have had them pushed on them at school or work. Anybody who's been in part of these military checkpoints that are popping up, that's coming up in the next hour. 1-800-259-9231. You can also call our hotline here in my studios, not just the Minnesota studios, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We're going back to Dr. Horowitz here in just a minute. I did want to let you know about some of the sponsors that make this radio show possible briefly. One of them is eFoods Direct. Look, in these insane economic and biological times and all the things that are happening, I believe in storable foods. These last more than 10 years in climate controlled, 10 years guaranteed if it's in your garage like mine is. I don't have room in my house. I've got a 3-year supply for my entire family. And I bought other storable foods, didn't like the quality or they were old. These are non-GMO, non-hybrid, freshly packed. Everything but the bananas is grown right here in the U.S. This stuff is packed every month. Biggest outfit out there, longest continually operating, eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. 888-409-5633. Give eFoods Direct a call. Don't procrastinate. 888-409-5633. Or check them out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com, ladies and gentlemen. Also, Diginet.net. I noticed we were sent a video of National Guard running an illegal checkpoint in Arizona with the police. Somebody shot on a Diginet.net pin. Very inexpensive, high quality, solid state. Press one button, it records audio and video. They've got sunglasses that have a tiny camera and little chip in them that are awesome. In fact, we've got some of these. Don't let the guys forget not to take these to the G20 that's coming up because where they got 2,000 troops on the ground in Pittsburgh. I'm sending three guys up there. Burmese is going, Dew, and Douglas. Anyway, side issue. The point is, diginet.net. Have something that's going to be a record in court, anything. Great for journalists. Great for people stopped by the police. Diginet.net. That's diginet.net. Ladies and gentlemen, or give them a call at 888-344-6681. 888-344-6681. Diginet.net. Diginet.net. Now, we're about to go to break. That was a short segment. We're going to come back in the next 30 minutes and take your phone calls for Dr. Leonard Horowitz and the investigative journalist he's collaborating with at fluscam.com, his website. And, of course, we're going to continue with your calls. But when we come back, I do, after this one-minute break, 70 seconds if you want to be technical, with the station ID. I want to ask him about this Reuters article that I was just mentioning. I just had it in front of me, but I'll dig it out during the break, where they are openly saying that all these people are going to die. They are openly saying that that even though there's going to be all these deaths after you take the flu shot, it's not the flu shot. And it's Reuters saying this. This key group that Dr. Horowitz and Ms. Kane, Sherry Kane, are saying are connected into all this intimately. So I'll get their take after this quick break when we come back in 70 seconds to start the third hour. They'll be with us for 30 minutes. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231 on the flu issue. Okay, that's what we're taking calls on right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.